running a poetry business, which I'm basically a retailer. I sell poetry books and art prints. I've always just been running around like a headless chicken, trying to do all the stupid tasks each day. I used to go to the mail. I used to go to the post office three days a week. Slowly, I brought it back to two, then finally to one, and that bought me more time. I used to post every single day up until only a week or two ago, and I started scheduling posts. And so all of a sudden, I'm not running around again like a headless chicken or a monkey trying to go, oh, have I posted something? Have I put something out? And it feels fucking amazing. All of a sudden, I bought all this headspace that isn't constantly trying to go, oh, you've got to march to the beat of this drum, you've got to do that. And I'm relaxing, because for me, I find relaxing really fucking hard work. And I've actually got to find designated time to relax and put in the hard work of relaxing, because I know if I don't relax, I'm going to come up with shit. My brain is constantly just fucking racing ahead, my brain treats creativity as productivity, and it's got nothing to do with creativity, but that's what it is to try and make a business out of your poetry and art prints on social media. It turns creativity into productivity, and it gets really dangerous. So I've managed to work out a way to schedule stuff and to take the bullshit grunt work out of my day-to-days. So I'm buying myself time just to sit back and do jack shit, because doing jack shit is really important. If I don't, I'm going to come up with absolute crap. Which now means I find that I've found myself less on social media. I'm looking at less stuff that's served up to me in my little bubble of algorithm darbiness. And it feels... So instead, I'm using that time to choose stuff to stream that I go, oh, maybe I'm interested in watching something from 20 years ago like Lost or Breaking Bad. I want to reinvestigate these stupid, beautiful shows that I once loved. And some reason it's making my brain so happy that I'm not just looking at the same old shit, same old quotes from Jung and Bukowski and what were not on fucking Instagram or whatever social media platform I'm looking at. I'm choosing to look at old stuff outside of the algorithm of social media because I have freed up the time. I'm not trying to fucking, run that fucking treadmill of scroll. Isn't it funny how the scrolling action of any social media platform is literally a treadmill? So I don't know if you're a creator, I hate that fucking word, creator and content, both words are bullshit, but you and I both know they're valuable because we both know what we're talking about, so let's just stick with that. If you do make stuff and you put it out there, this is the best thing that I've ever done in the 3 or 4 years of going full-time of making stuff for social media and selling my books of poetry and my art prints, is to batch content and batching that shit, batching art and stuff has been fucking amazing. Like, it's only been 2.5 weeks, but I'm putting and scheduling stuff a week ahead, and my brain is the happiest it's been in a long time. I feel like I've just been farting on my brain each day with these stupid little tasks, just like constantly niggle. I've got to do it now. I'm going to post something now. I'm going to put something out there. And I know that's I don't have to do that, but I'm not rich enough to just post once a year or at my whim. Because I'm treating it like a business. So the part of me has to treat it like a business. Otherwise, I'm back working some 9-to-5 that I hate. But another part of me knows that I have to fucking nourish the spark of creativity, or it dies. And so the business side of me is always, it comes close to absolutely snuffing out the creativity that I have. And I've come so close to burnout so many times. And this is the first time I go, oh, this is how it works. This is how you do it. And it's taken me so long to work out to how to do this, because I've always been shit at time management. Even my manager, where I used to work as a copywriter posting shit for this retailer, she said that I was really shit at time management, and I took it personally, but she wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong. It's funny. So yeah, if you might be in the same position where there's a business, you have to wear a business hat and a creating things hat, and they don't work well together. They hate each other, and I've forced them to work these two derbies in the same room for so long, and now for the first time that I've totally separated them, and it's a fucking joy, because they part of creativity is the appearance of doing nothing, which is daydreaming, and it doesn't look like productivity at all. Creativity does not look like productivity. And we're in this stupid time called the artist's economy, or the creator's economy, or whatever it's called. And I'll probably it's having its moment, and it will probably die at some point. So there's part of me that goes, I want to try and see if I can fortify it a little bit when it does eventually crash, because things happen like that. There'll always be a need to tell stories and creativity. That's, we're human, so I understand that much. But at the same time, you never know. It all could end. So I'm trying to make the most of it. Business side of me is trying to make the most of it before it probably will end. So I guess part of me, even though, part of me wants to do this live show for that reason. It's like, oh, maybe that's another job opportunity that I could do possibly down the track. Maybe it's something I could do to pay bills and keep doing what I love doing at some point. Who knows? Oh yeah, if you haven't bought tickets for it, it's in a few weeks. It's in the show notes. In Melbourne, August the 15th. But yeah, I've never known how to relax, especially without booze. I've never known how to do it. And I hardly drink these days. I drink probably every 3 or 4 weeks, and I'll push it a bit. But yeah, it's always a bit of a fucking mess. But I've had to relearn how to relax in my late 40s, the last few years, and it's made my writing better. But also, I'm still struggling. Like, I've got grey hairs, my brother doesn't, and that's because my brother knows how to relax. He just sits on his couch and plays computer games when he does that really well. And I play computer. I love video games as well. And books like genre books. Books where I'm not learning anything. I used to read books to learn, and that was my pleasure. Mum did that, but eventually I learned, nah, fuck that shit. Just read bullshit books that a 12-year-old could read that are pure entertainment, and I come away learning absolutely nothing but with a smile on my face. And that's the way to do it. So that's been a really good addition to learning how to relax these last few years. But yeah, this batching content shit has given me time. It's bought me time to start thinking about how I present my videos. Like, all I've really been doing is just reading into a phone. I've spent most of my time writing. Then I don't have any time to think about how it's presented. I've been in my pajamas and with my stupid jumper and just posted stuff. But now I'm starting to go, oh, I've got a bit of time to think about this thing that I'm going to post in a week. I'm going to post these 7 or 8 posts in a week. Now I've done them. Now I've got time to think about how visually they might work. So there's, I've always loved images, and I've loved editing, and I've loved film, even in a small way. Even I can just add some visual flourishes to some of the words. That's what I'm hoping to do in the next few, from here on, if I can. Just to push it, make it more than just like talking to a camera, even though that works in inverted commas. Like, people still, a good story is a good story. It doesn't matter what editing's done to it. But yeah, if I can present it in a visual way too. Anyway, I'm just talking shit now. If you'd love to leave a review, or if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to it, I'd love that. Ta-ha.